Hi, my name is Barry Manandi and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
Argentina, champions of the world, and a nation will tango all night long.
It's time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen, two-time world champion.
She's a happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if that wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Let you finish. I'll let you talk.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Wednesday on your favorite show, ZFM Sport, and we've got a Cracker Jack show lined up for you where Warriors fans react to the appointment of a new Zimbabwe coach, Marian Marinita.
It's totally wrong.
Bayern Munich edged PSG with 10 men in the Champions League.
Just beaten to it by Marquinhos, and it was important that he was. Then he's dispossessed. Luis Diaz, 2-0. It's a terrible goal to concede. Marquinhos with an awful error. There's the story. Paris Saint-Germain 1, Bayern München 2.
And midfielder Alexis McAllister heads Liverpool to a win over Real Madrid.
Van Dijk with a dart. And it's headed in. This one gets past Thibaut Courtois. And it's Alexis McAllister who just met it, timed it, scored it. Liverpool 1, Real Madrid 0.
In the studio, Mike Madoda, Chris Meadzi, Alois Bunjira, our producer Sean Tafirenyika. My name is Barry Manandi, and who would have thought? Prophet Mike, let me start with you.
Yeah.
2-1 win for Bayern Munich.
I saw it coming.
I was hopeful.
I'm not great with predictions,
right?
But this one was easy because of the way Bayern Munich has been playing. And PSG hasn't been great. If you've been following Ligue 1, they haven't had a great start to the season. It's been decent, but they have not been this dominant, domineering force as they have been over the past few seasons. Remember, they were even left with a bloody nose by Olympique Marseille a few weeks ago. So, and if you compare that to Bayern Munich, they've been a juggernaut. Whether it's been league, Europe, or club action, or cup action, they've just been a juggernaut. They've been steamrolling everyone. I didn't expect that to end versus PSG. So 2-1 it was, and 2-1 it ended.
16 out of 16, just in case you had lost count. And Chris, Liverpool saying, they're saying we're back, but we never left.
I think they dipped out a little bit, to be fair. but they're definitely back now. Yeah. I think if there was an announcement and a sort of position where you come to and say, you know what, this team is back, last night was it.
Alois, Real Madrid, convincingly outplayed.
Yeah, definitely outplayed. Yeah, it was.
You don't have to sound so sad, Jai.
Yeah,
he's even wearing black like in the morning.
Real Madrid, man, and it just didn't tick. Yeah. It just didn't work out. And like we said the other day, that Liverpool seemed to have found their mojo again, their rhythm, especially the pressing. I saw the way they pressed, even the compactness at the back.
Yeah.
You could see that there was no space.
Preach,
for Madrid. There was no space at all. You know how they were just passing the ball across, back again, but they couldn't just penetrate because it was so compact in defense.
Yeah, I remember just the one chance from Mbappe.
From Mbappe.
Skewed wide. Yeah. That was the only open look they had over 90 minutes.
Yeah, 100%, because Liverpool kept it tight. 0772-168-045. That's our number right here in the studio. Top, front and centre is, of course, the appointment of a new coach for our Warriors. But that's after our power play.
Stay right where you are. Move to the groove of the nation. The Home Front. Local sports news and analysis.
Let's start your local sports news with a quick roundup. In cricket news, Zimbabwe cricket coach Justin Salmon says veteran spinner Graham Creamer will get his chance against the Chevrons, intensifying preparations for the ICC Women's T20 World Cup set for India and Sri Lanka early next year. Creamer was a notable omission when Zimbabwe played Afghanistan in a three-match T20 international series that concluded in Harare last weekend. Let's go to chess now. More than 500 chess players are expected in Zimbabwe for the Africa Youth Chess Championship, scheduled for early next month in Harare. The president of the Zimbabwe Chess Federation, Todd Mapingire, has said preparations to host the Continental Chess Showcase were at an advanced stage, with many countries having already registered for the tournament ahead of registration deadline on Friday.
I think if you head up the Chess Federation, you should not be called president.
What should you be called?
You should be chairman. So it's a very modest association.
President is a very lofty term.
He's a president for a hobby.
Alois, back me on this.
This is a
lofty title.
You're back in line,
chairman.
Never.
This is chairman. You should be chairman.
President is
president. Is too big. For chess, yeah. I know.
Too big.
Let's move to basketball. Zimbabwe's hopes of qualifying for WBSC Under 23 Baseball World Cup in 2026 came to a crushing end after the 21-2 loss to host South Africa in the final of the WBSC Africa Under 23 Baseball Championships in Boksburg, Gauteng. The result books South Africa's ticket to next year's global showpiece in Nicaragua, where they'll join 10 other nations that have already sealed their spots.
ZFM stereo is untouchable. The Warriors, the Chevrons, the Cheetahs, the Mighty Warriors, and the Sables. From the pool to the track to the field, we are Team Zimbabwe.
So, the Zimbabwe Football Association has appointed Romanian Marian Mario Marinița as head coach of the Warriors on a one-year contract. Zifa hailed Marinița as a highly accomplished UEFA Pro licensed coach with more than 25 years of experience across four continents, saying his reputation for developing local coaches and integrating diaspora talent fits the association's long-term plans. Let's get the thoughts of some Warriors fans who spoke to ZFM Sport.
Appointment I show Yaganaga eating it in an award of Bango. Could if I was going to buy it out, says a poor contact to a gore. Tikona, gore, Gapira, I just a Kanagan, one of Bango, Korean of foot contact. Tumbuna, Shagamina City, Utubaka, Vago, Kune Maris House, Kurana Mala, Kurana Liberia, Kunana, South America, Rana Paraguay.
Totally wrong.
I think my local coach know and Buddhist as you know, because they know the local conditions, they speak the language, they are attuned. Kunema needs my players.
Those out my Zimbabweans, Wajinji, Avagone, Chirashin, Kanaji Dominion, whatever, like that language. Umuzauti, Mirapa say, Ajugona Shirungu, it's my players, Luchao Shao, Satunosia, Shirungu Avagone, Unsu Mirapa, and that. No sleep. Otherwise, I'm not going to go in the same.
Ah,
hatina zvekutaura kuzi hatimuzivi kozvi. Kana history yake tichatoita kutogugula. Totogugula kuti timuzivi hamunyowani. Munyowani kwatiri.
Ngetimboona kuti se like kwakabva kuMalawi kuchika. Ngetione kuti anokwanisa kuisimudzira.
But nisi zvake kugona aigona but pane pamwe pacho aibhaiza. I think my players here is oisa yachiwa. Aibhaiza.
See. So mixed reactions there to the appointment of Mario Mike, and I want to get your sense as to this appointment, having looked at his history, where he's coming from, what sort of a coach he is, what's your take?
Yeah, well, look, you just have to, I think, refer to the Zifa full statement, you know, the statement that was issued out by Zifa, and he's a coach that's obviously quite experienced, I think over 2 decades in international coaching, and of course technical experience. In varied places. He's coached in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, in South America. As far as his coaching qualifications on the education side, you know, the stuff between the gray matter between the ears, he ticks the boxes because Zifa had asked for someone with either a UEFA Pro license or a CAF Pro license. So he ticked that box and added to that, he actually holds a postgraduate diploma in sports coaching from the South Bank University out in England and a diploma in management. And so that underlines that he does have a blend of technical expertise as well as strategic leadership. Now, these are the things that are going to be called upon the most over the next 3 months, especially as Zimbabwe aim not just to go and participate at AFCON, but to also compete and be one of the nations that makes some headway and makes an impression out in Morocco. It's going to be a challenge because he inherits a Zimbabwe side that has got experienced players, that has got quality players, but a Zimbabwe side that had painfully underachieved over the last few months. A Zimbabwe side that finished bottom of its group as far as World Cup qualification was concerned, but also a Zimbabwe side that managed to qualify for the Africa Cup of Nations. So therein lies the contradiction in this Zimbabwe side. It's a side that can play well, as we saw in the 2 matches versus Cameroon in Uganda, first of all, and of course the game that was played in Yaounde. It's a side that can be abrasive and show character, as they showed in that game in Uyo versus Nigeria, and then the game versus Bafana Bafana in Durban. But it's also a side that's prone to the odd embarrassing slip-up, as we showed in both games versus Lesotho and in the game versus Rwanda, where we lost games that we were expecting to win. Yeah. And so his challenge is to try and galvanize this side and get a tune out of them in a very limited space of time. Mm. You talked about the fans' reactions being mixed, and that's what they are. And so I think he's got to realize that I have to win over the negative sentiments, and I've got to win them over with performances and with results. That's what's going to take. And it can't be we're going to do this in June next year. Mm-mm. He's got to do it now. He's got to get a tune out of them in the friendly matches versus Algeria and Qatar.
Yeah.
And he's got to get a tune out of them at AFCON.
Yeah, and he's almost an expert, Chris, at taking on roles at the 11th hour, because he took over the role in Malawi. I think there was about 35 days remaining before AFCON.
Yeah.
He played against Comoros, beat them 2-1, and then went to the tournament, lost to Guinea 1-0, beat Zimbabwe
in the group stage.
2-1 in the group stages, and then drew with Senegal 0-0. And progressed Malawi into the round of 16, where they lost to Morocco 2-1. So he's used to taking jobs at the 11th hour. And if he can get anything like what he got out of Malawi, because it then unraveled with Malawi. Mm. But if he can get anything like what he got, the response he got from Malawi here in Zimbabwe, we've got a good AFCON to look forward to.
I would suppose so. I think when you just take a look at that record with the Malawi side, then yes, I think we can look to this relatively positively. I think the appointment may be underwhelming. I think for me it was definitely underwhelming, because when you take a look at, I think, where our expectations were in terms of the coach, we didn't think we were getting the guy Malawi didn't want.
Okay.
That's not where we had envisioned ourselves and where we should be getting a coach. Yeah. So I think the disappointment comes from a place of, hey, who's this guy?
All right, okay.
Because also what we do, especially on social media, is we throw names out. So yeah, we throw names and we say, what about this guy?
And that creates a mental picture,
and it creates a mental picture. And when this decision comes from the association, we're taking a look at it and we're feeling underwhelmed because of where we had placed our expectations. Okay. I think just where we're coming from with Michael Nice and going into AFCON, trying to get something positive out of AFCON, I think if this guy can do a rescue job, yes. But I think expectations are quite low when you, at least for myself and a number of people, just in terms of what can be the outcome of the guy that Malawi didn't want.
Alois, Coach Mario has then taken, he comes to us after the job in Liberia, which again, there was some mixed results in there. He's got one win in his time against Sao Tome and Principe, and then a few draws and some losses. Four losses in a row he comes to us on the back of. And you think to yourself and hope that whatever he can do to galvanize these troops and get them going has got to be done quickly, because next week we've got friendly matches against Algeria and Qatar, and that's going to be a test already for the new coach.
Yeah, it's tough. I think it's tough for everybody, for even the fans. You know, you hear the fans talking. Chris is not also optimistic. I am not, to be honest, because I don't know what he can do. But there's a possibility that probably he can. Yeah, I'm impressed by the CV, to be honest, to start with. But that's a starting point. I don't know about his personality, his management skills, because I look at Zimbabwe as a group of very talented footballers, but they're just not clicking. We are not clicking. And I look at Michael Nice, I think there was an element of not having the aura, you know, to gain respect from the players, for the players to get serious on the field of play or even off the field of play, to have that professionalism of getting into the camp and say, I'm in camp, I have to be disciplined, I have to do playfulness. From outside,
okay,
I could see there was some playfulness.
Sure.
I hope that this guy comes in as a disciplinarian, because that's number one thing that this team needs.
Okay.
They need discipline. Once the discipline is okay, and then you need the coach signature.
Okay.
You want a coach that is going to make the players play the way the coach wants. I don't know how he wants the game to be played. I will probably see it with the first game. So how he wants, and I hope that he has got that authority to actually lay the rules for the way he wants to play. Because usually we saw it with Marshall Munez. He was just going all over the place. He's a very good player, but very undisciplined when it comes to the national team. So I would like to think that he may come with that. If he comes with that, then we can actually have a good thing going. Because, to be honest, the team is talented.
Right.
We've got a talented team. We just want a good manager for the team. So we'll see from the way, because sometimes women are not going to get a guy. Some of Zimbabwe and those success.
That's where
we never know.
Chris, you understand?
I want to disagree with Alois a little bit, just in terms of how to get a tune out of these players. I think you're going to have to be someone incredibly charismatic who the players will almost gravitate towards and believe in. I think it's one thing to be to be a disciplinarian, but I think what we've seen with these players is if they don't particularly believe in what you're doing, and we see it all the time when the coach is now flapping madly on the touchline, is they go in off onto the field and it looks like, what are they doing? Because it doesn't look like there's a plan. I think he's going to need to really get these players onside and believing in what he can do and where he can take them as a group.
But under Michael Nice, they had a pretty understanding coach who seemed to have a very easy going approach.
It was his style.
To manage them. And they seemed to have a lot of freedom. And did he get out of tune out of them? I don't know. The thing about it, I think where he'll be tested is just like, I think for me, key things is, okay, this group of players, and we're assuming that they're not going to be a lot of changes. You know,
yeah.
It's not like,
yeah,
we're,
yeah,
that.
I don't think there's going to be a lot of changes.
Like 300 players at our disposal.
No.
So, assuming that, let's say, hypothetically, we're discussing around the team that played in the AFCON qualifiers, World Cup qualifiers, etc. Is he going to tweak selections? Are there people who are going to be brought in? Is he going to tweak the system? Is he going to change the approach? You know, those are the key things, because as far as I see it, it's about making adjustments. This is about a guy who's coming in and trying to make an impact in a limited space of time. Think of it this way. He's probably got two training sessions, three tops before his first game.
Before he takes on Nigeria,
Before he takes on Nigeria. He's probably going to have three training sessions, okay? If he's lucky, four. But the day before the game, we always know match day minus one is 60 minutes on the field of play.
Yeah.
15 minutes with the media. So it's 45 minutes really, if not even shorter than that, where so you actually get to work with. But they say he's going to have two or three sessions with the players.
The first session is how's it?
So, and so he's going to have to be very charismatic, like Chris has said. You know, I think for me, one of the most telling things will be that first meeting with the players.
With the players,
What does he communicate? Is he able to get their buy-in, their belief in that moment? Because Magangum Saiza Chet.
That's my biggest fear.
Alois, they say, and we would like to tap into your knowledge. They say that when a new coach arrives, he's got his first team talk and his first training session, and after that, players make a decision. Yeah. Is that correct?
It is. It is correct. Even the way you are, even your posture, as you walk onto the field of play,
judging
they will judge you straight from the way you are getting onto the field. So you have to bounce. You have to have that
confidence,
personality. That confidence.
Like Chris was saying, the career.
Yes. Yeah. You know, Mike, because how we judge.
Mike, I want to come back to you.
Yeah.
You are South Africa, Egypt, you are Angola. You woke up this morning and found that Marinitsa has been appointed in Zimbabwe, and you thought, what?
I'm not sure what that are made of it. I think there's been a lot of curiosity and interest, a lot of media interest, certainly.
You're right.
Not just from Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe's been massive. I mean, the messages right now on our platform are streaming in. The interest locally has been massive, even from the media perspective. The interest regionally has been huge, even from South Africa. Why? Because we are competitors, and there was an element of the unknown as Zimbabwe did not have a coach.
You're right.
And everyone takes a look at that group of players and says, decent group of players.
Yeah.
Experienced group of players, some really young, exciting prospects that are coming through. And so everyone wanted to see who would be put on in charge of those players, because everyone realizes that Zimbabwe does have a margin for improvement. And the margin for improvement for Zimbabwe is not just marginal with this group of players. Depending on who you appoint, you can actually get quite a huge move in terms of this group of players. So there was interest in there. I'm not sure what they would have made of this appointment, because it's not a name that immediately evokes positive.
So the intrigue continues.
So the intrigue continues. Now, what's key is the performances that the Warriors put out versus Algeria and versus Qatar. Algeria, one of the big brothers of African football,
for sure.
And Qatar, no mugs.
No mugs, yeah.
You know, no mugs. We saw them at the World Cup. So those are no mugs. So how we play against those two teams, I think, will either convince people that Zimbabwe is on the right path, or people will be like, look, it's going to be tough for Zimbabwe at Africa Cup of Nations.
Yeah, Africa Cup of Nations. And those are the teams that are in our group that we mentioned earlier, South Africa, Egypt, and Angola, making up, I think it's Group C.
Group B at the
Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco. And now we have a coach in place, and we're ready to go. Send your messages through 0772-168-045.
All right, let's go to those messages, and they are coming in. Hansa, guys, the Warriors coach does not inspire any confidence in me. Hansa Asagas, if a committee sat and made the decision, I refuse to believe that the guy who failed in Malawi will do wonders with us. Malawi opted for Pasua. I refuse that Mapeza failed. He has always been given short contracts, and judging him on that would be harsh.
Well, listen, we can only say we now have a coach. We have Coach Mario. We got to hope for the best.
Right, Anzi from Kuvoruno in Bulawayo. This is Takunda. He says, I believe it's time for us as a nation to confront the reality of our footballing situation. We are positioned near the bottom of the FIFA World Rankings. Have a troubling track record of not compensating our managers. Well, I think that's a legacy issue that has been, I think, resolved. Finished last in our World Cup qualifying group. The manager we've appointed is a clear representation of where we currently stand.
Nah, man, I don't want to believe that, because if we have got ambitions and the resources, we don't have to look at where we are to balance it with a coach. We can still get Hugo Bruce if we have the resources to come and transform our football. If we actually at the bottom, we actually need somebody who we can actually believe can actually come transform us into a formidable force. So we cannot say at the bottom. Yeah, kuti tripa bottom saka ngatsvake yo makoshi ari kuzasi kokoko. Saka when are we going to go up? When we are going? So we at the moment, I still believe that we are not resourced enough. I don't know if everybody is playing their part across the whole of the country. We need to be resourced so that we can actually get the best coach we can have, so that we can actually have that transformation. We can only have the transformation if we have got the best coaches in the country, not just for the national senior team. We are talking about the under 17 national team. We are talking about the under 20 national team. We need to be well resourced to have actually brilliant coaches from those junior teams so that we grow up. So as much as we are not resourced enough, I still believe that Atleta is serious.
Right, Anzi, exactly. High sports team, Anzi, Triple M is another Michael Nees. Anzi Sanya Pirevana about his CV. I was listening to another radio station. If you're going to use another radio station as your reference, Anzi
was listening
to this one. Listen, I think his CV is, there's no lie about his CV. If someone has experience, it's there, you know. Whether you spend 3 months at Liverpool, the fact is you were there.
You were there. Whether you had an appointment letter.
Yeah. Yeah, whether you spend 12 months at a certain institution, you can put it on your CV. And so forth, if you think so. He says that Anzi, he never stayed for more than 3 months at these clubs. Anzi, Amurukuti Arsenal, you, Anzi, my under 15 on a cultural exchange. Team Yagati Dazrinani is Black Leopards in South Africa's NFL. So, Tora Chokwadi, this is another miscarriage in the making. So, he doesn't have a lot of confidence at all in the appointment of Mario.
But as we also said, we don't have. I don't know why he's...
We're hoping for the best.
We are hoping for the best. Yeah, we are also not optimistic.
We are hoping for the best. We're a little bit jaded, and I think that needs to come into the conversation.
Yes, we are damaged.
We've just been disappointed by Michael Nees.
We are damaged.
So I don't
people think
there's anyone who would have come in, and we wouldn't have been a little bit scathing about the appointment.
If it wasn't
either
a big name,
no, if it wasn't a big name.
A big name for redemption, you know, to make us.
Yeah,
I don't think it's Tsangwa. It's got real damage.
Anzi, Jenna in Bulawayo is actually seeing a bit of a positive. He says Anzi Makoli Born is welcome in the squad. We have been missing a top striker, so he's thinking, you know, there could be a shake up as far as selection is concerned. The likes of Makoli Born,
because of Makoli Born, I can be friends.
can be opened. Makoli Born, of course, was in the Warriors setup before Michael Nees. Fairly well
in Malawi.
In Malawi, he sort of like obviously just went off the radar, and Michael Nees wouldn't select him. So he's hoping that's Jenna out in Bulawayo that he will be recalled. Anzi Noume, I believe in the Magwizi plan, so he's keeping faith with the selection and believing that there's, you know what, light at the end of the tunnel.
Can I ask you very quickly, Mike?
He's coming off the back of four straight losses with Liberia. Does that concern you a little bit?
Of course, it does concern me. Yeah. You know, you'd have loved him to join Zimbabwe, I think, on a winning streak. Come in.
It was a losing streak, might continue.
So his recent work, I think when we talked about his positives are mainly around Malawi. And that's a while ago. You'd have loved the Malawi story to be the recent story. And so we'll have to see. Okay. The proof of the pudding is in the eating.
It's in the eating.
And we don't have long to wait.
We don't have long to wait. He's going to land in... I don't even know if he's going
to
land
in the country. But you know what I'd like to say, though? It's just an appeal. And it's to say it this way. I have seen, for example, when you see like England, England is a prime example. And I think Brazil is another one where... They will fight, they will bicker, they will wrangle like this. They will debate.
Yes.
They will argue
internally.
But they have that pack of baboons mentality. And the pack of baboons mentally is that makudano gonavachirwa, fighting and everything.
Gouging each other's
eyes. As soon as an enemy is spotted, a leopard is spotted, they unite and they become one. And so I think sometimes we need to have that mentality, especially as we head towards tournaments like AFCON, where we say, okay, let's debate, let's be honest, let's be truthful. But when it comes to backing the boys, when the whistle goes, we back the Warriors.
And Mario must understand, and we'll try and get him on the show when he's in the country, he must understand that when we have sparring sessions with him and discuss and debate and tear each other's eyes out, it's a family conversation. He must act like the family. I don't feel that Michael Nees fully integrated into being Zimbabwe and being part of us. I think we would have to go back to Reinhard Fabisch to find a coach who actually said, you know what, I am part of this. We felt he was part of that.
Westhoff tried to do that as well.
Westhoff tried to do it as well. Let's go around the world in 60 with Chris.
Hey guys, it's Tom Trewa here, and listen to ZFM Sports.
Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
We begin in New Zealand, where All Blacks centre Jordy Barrett has flown home after being ruled out of the rest of the New Zealand Northern Hemisphere tour with injuries suffered in the test against Ireland. In Australia, Jake Weatherald could make his debut in the first Ashes test, while Australia have also recalled Marnus, how should we say this, like the proper way, Labuschagne for the series of...
Labuschagne.
It's not how he says it.
Labuschagne. Even he says
Labuschagne. Yeah, in Australia, it's
Labuschagne. For the series opener in Perth, in Saudi Arabia, world number one Aryna Sabalenka earned a 6-4, 2-6, 6-3 win over Jessica Pegula, while defending champion Coco Gauff put on a clinical performance to beat Jasmine Paolini 6-3, 6-2 and eliminate the Italian in the WTA Tour Finals. And in news from the United States, LIV Golf has surprisingly backtracked on one of its founding principles by announcing tournaments in the fourth season of the league will be played over 72 holes.
I listen to my radio. ZFM Stereo.
This weekend, the heat is on at Harare Sports Club. The Zambezi Sevens Challenge Tournament returns on the 8th and 9th, featuring rugby giants Zimbabwe Cheetahs, Kenyan Marans, and Zambia Lechwe. Feel the rhythm of the game and the roar of the crowd and the pride of the continent. General entry is just $3. VIP experience for $10. Sponsored by Zambezi Lager, Zimbabwe's own lager. Be there, be loud, be proud.
This
I love that
is hit music.
So much I want a summer feeling.
Hi, this is Harry Styles.
This is Lady Gaga.
I'm Dua Lipa.
What's up, I'm St. John.
All the hits.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo.
Right, let's go into the fan zone, 0772-168-045. Get in touch with us like Taps Out in Murombezi. Good evening to you. See you. Hansa, Zuma Warriors, Zotoda Mamba. like the song.
All right, you know, so Boldy Pabudas, Ranzi, to be honest, this coach is not what we thought Zifa would bless us with. Personally, I think I would embrace him for now. My solace lies in the fact that Malawi did not play badly as far as the football at the last AFCON with him in charge. Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't play badly.
They beat us as well.
Yeah, they did.
And then even their loss in the knockout stage was against Morocco.
Yeah.
A very decent Morocco side.
Yeah.
And so the hope is that that's the form he brings to the Warriors.
To the Warriors,
not the Liberia form.
Not the Liberia form, yeah.
Right, evening guys, I'm positive that at least the new coach is an upgrade of Babanis. We'll give him benefit of the doubt. However, I was expecting a more experienced and successful coach. This is Pardon Z Official.
You know, I just want to see the Warriors playing from the back and movement of the players. That's what I'll be watching. I'll be watching the movement of the players. Coach the movements. Quite a player and all managers, I know that Andrew Yanso want to coach the consistent movements. The players are sort of again the grounds. So, did you see the tactical football at the time Real Madrid versus Liverpool yesterday? You could do that on a pattern. So, you want to know Africa, I don't teach what those things.
Right, that's the Barbaropas in Zengeza 2. Klinsmann wasn't a popular choice, but the fact is that he transformed German football, and his then assistant went on to ride on that platform. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. This is Barbaropas Zengeza 2.
A little bit of optimism.
Hi, guys. Zifa mentioned about him prioritizing grassroots football and, most importantly, integration of diaspora talent. It's high time we need someone who can give those youngsters in Premier League 2 in what's this? In PL2, not steady hands guy who thinks experience is the only way to win games. I personally think that Mario deserves the benefit of the doubt. This is Alan from Bikita.
We'll definitely give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, definitely. All of
he's our coach.
He's already there.
He's going to be in the dugout when the national anthem plays, so we back him.
Anzi, hi guys. Just hope you guys will be able to bring onto the show one of the technical team. Perhaps we might get into the thinking process for this guy. Otherwise, not much that has been said gives confidence. This is BC out in Mulawayo. My Warriors, Neman United, same pa my coach. Check the past 8 years. This message has come through from Mr. Dua. Zifa hasn't been great with disappointments.
I think Zifa is very forward thinking in its coaches. They're trying to find a coach with whom we can grow. Perhaps this was an opportunity to change tack and go for the finished article. Finished article comes expensive, yes, 100%. But there was perhaps this is a missed opportunity. But not to say that Mario is going to tank. Let's give him a chance.
All right, Anzi, good evening, sports team. Please be honest with us. Given where Zimbabwe football is, are we ready for a big name Warriors coach? Personally, I don't. We think we are ready. So I think this appointment is okay for now. That is Chucks in Harare. Stanley from Chivu says, I do not have any faith in these globe-trotting coaches. Why has he been in so many places? And we'll read a couple more messages here. Hello, guys. Zifa looked at his budget. The higher you go, the more it costs. The guy goes with what Zifa can afford. That message is from Brian. This one says, I think Alois has a valid point when he speaks about resources. How much is Zifa prepared to pay a coach? At times, home when Dio Inotaura, what you will get. Top coaches may come with the requirements which Zifa may not afford. Zifa needs to be resourced seriously, and until then, we may need to fashion our expectations accordingly to avoid BP. This is Simba out in Lusaka.
Yeah, you see now, it's not about where we are, it's about which coach we want. If we measure our level, then we said we want a coach at that level, then I did not progress at Rutaris.
Lock it. CFM Stereo is untouchable. The big leagues, the big teams, the big players. The beautiful game on CFM Sport.
Los
last night's Champions League match day 4 results. Napoli and Eintracht Frankfurt paid out an entertaining 0-0 draw. Arsenal too good for Slavia Prague. They won 3-0. Atletico Madrid 3-1 winners over Union Saint-Gilloise. Bordeaux Glimt beaten 1-0 by Monaco. And then Juventus and Sporting Club played out a 1-1 draw. 1-1 draw Olympiacos versus PSV Eindhoven as well. And then Tottenham 4-0 winners over Copenhagen. Liverpool 1-0 winners over Real Madrid. Should have been 5. And then Bayern Munich 2-1 winners over Paris Saint-Germain. Let's talk about that first. Paris Saint-Germain coach Luis Enrique criticized his team for gifting Bayern Munich goals and said they could have lost by more.
Well, it's I think clear when you play 11 against 11, they were overcome us. They played better than us. They created a lot of chances, and we give them some gifts. And when you play in that way, it's difficult to achieve the result. And the second half, it's different because we played with one more player, and I think we created a lot of chances. We improved our performance, and it was a pity because we didn't equalize the match.
See. 100%. You have to agree with Luis Enrique when he says that when it was 11 versus 11, there was only one team in it. PSG were being run off the park, Luis.
Yeah, Bayern Munich, you can actually see that they are a well-oiled machine. The way that they are nippy, you know, crispy. You know, they are crispy. You actually watch the game and actually
there?
Enjoy.
Yeah?
Yeah, crispy.
Yeah,
crispy, cream donuts.
I like the way the balls are hit, the correct weight, the ball control, the movement. That's you enjoy watching. Yeah, coaching. Whether you support the team or not, you just imagine Luis Enrique is actually admiring the opposition. This is what Bayern Munich, they are on top of their game, and you can actually see the record even in the Bundesliga. Now they're unbeaten.
Sixteen wins out of 16 games.
Yeah, you can
that's
actually see
ridiculous.
The reason why. When you watch that game against PSG, that's when you actually realize why. They are on 16 out of 16.
Mike, very quickly, the red card to Luis Diaz. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you can understand why it was given, because sometimes, when a player reacts in that manner the referees are able
Hakimi,
to also, Hakimi, and then the match officials can see that a player has been injured.
Yes,
and has been injured badly. But what I think is, I don't think Diaz actually intended to hurt the player.
Not at all.
He's he was hardly off the ground. He was not even off the ground. Actually, his studs were not off the ground. It was, I think, an unfortunate injury because he looked like he was trying to get the ball, but his positioning was directly behind the player. And that's where you sort of like...
So it was dangerous.
Yeah. So I think it was one of those which technically can be given as a red card. But yeah. I don't think his intent was a thing. I think it was just... Yeah, it was just unfortunate that his boot seemed to get caught.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he twisted his ankle. And it's a bad one. Mm. He's certainly out of
the... injury was not bad, you wouldn't have put in the red card.
Yeah, if the injury was not bad, he wouldn't have got the red card. He'd have got a yellow.
Yeah.
He's out of the Africa Cup of Nations now, which is a pity.
Oh, shit.
Because he was a vital cog. For Morocco, one of the key players and one of the players, I think, who's gunning for that African crown, African Player of the Year.
Yeah, so exactly,
this all but just puts pay to his chances.
It certainly does. All right, the other game, Liverpool head coach Arne Slot hailed an impressive performance against an incredible Real Madrid after Alexis McAllister's header secured a win.
Stroll in the park.
Stroll in the park. It's hard to argue with Mike because it looked that way, didn't it?
It really did.
Real Madrid was just overrun.
Yeah, which, to be honest, I wasn't expecting. I think when you take a look at this Liverpool side, they have been playing well. I think when Liverpool clicks together and it works, it absolutely works. But I think the manner in which they dominated Real Madrid, I definitely didn't expect. And now we can say for sure Liverpool is back.
Arne Slot, don't tinker. Just play the
Keep
team.
It like that.
That's it. Yeah. How win is the last year? Yo.
And I think an important result as they head to the Etihad
to
Man City. It would have been, I think, I
I don't know what sort of position
the mentality,
been,
yeah,
the mentality would have been if they'd lost to Real Madrid and heading to the Etihad. That would have been under all sorts of pressure, because you know, remember the Villa game was just an anomaly.
Yeah.
But now it looks like the beginning of the recovery process. 100%. If they can get a result at City, and a result, I think, for Liverpool is not losing.
Yeah, not losing.
I still think if they play the way
they did. A draw would be a positive result.
If they play the way they did versus Real Madrid, they win.
Yeah.
Versus Man City.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will win, definitely. All right.
Tonight's matches in the Champions League: Pafos versus Villarreal, Karabach takes on Chelsea, Marseille versus Atalanta, Newcastle versus the Athletic Club, Inter Milan versus Kairat, Ajax versus Galatasaray, Benfica versus Bayer Leverkusen. The two big games are Club Brugge taking on Barcelona and Manchester City taking on Borussia Dortmund. 9th meets 8th in the Champions League encounter at the Etihad Stadium, where Manchester City play host to German giants Borussia Dortmund. You say it's a good one. Why, Alois?
Yeah, because Borussia Dortmund is a big team. Manchester City is a big team.
I knew you'd say that.
Yeah. And because I'm a Borussia Dortmund fan, and I want them to
do well at the same time.
I've got Pep Guardiola.
Both teams will attack as well.
Both teams attack. Yes. Both teams want to play. So this should be entertaining.
Yeah, it's also at the beginning of the Champions League as well. So teams are still having a go at each other. My teams are starting with a conservative, looking like doing mathematics, saying, we can get a draw here. So everyone is just going to get maximum points so that they amass as many points as possible at the beginning of the championship. So I see a toe-to-toe game that is going to be very open, expansive. So, yeah, it's going to be
I hope it's a bruising encounter.
I hope so, too.
So that Man City goes into... Barcelona will be aiming to move on to 9 points from 4 matches in the Champions League this season when they continue their league phase campaign with a clash against Club Brugge. If the Catalans show up like the way that we know they can, Chris, it should be one-way traffic. But it's hard to say of football, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think especially now when these teams somehow are closer and closer together.
Yes.
It could be. It very well could not be. I think it's also still the year of, and not to talk about hoodoo necessarily, but it's still the year of surprises, just in terms of how football's been playing out. So definitely not a gimme.
Not a gimme at all. Barcelona will want to get to that 9-point mark for sure tonight. All right, we've got to the mark where we've got to go. We're back tomorrow for that Throwback Thursday, so don't miss the show.
Hi, this is Mike Mundell, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z Team on ZFM Sport.
ZFM.